Well, residents living along the Sheboygan River near the city's dam remain on alert as water levels continue creeping toward a dangerous threshold. Our WJR's Marie Osborne I made you one of the Osborne family. Marie Osborne joins us with the latest. And what I was going to say to you, Marie, is what I'm hearing is that people are saying who've lived there all their lives, they've never seen anything like it.
No, absolutely. That is the word coming from everyone in that area. So this morning, the waters behind the Sheboygan Lock and Dam are at about 7.7 inches below the crest of the dam. The water's rising more than 6 inches in just the last 24 hours. Emergency officials are saying that the surge of the spinoff, or the spring runoff, rather, fueled lingering snow melt and days of heavy rain. It's all pushed that into the river, close to overtopping the dam. The tiered warning system is now in effect. We told you about this yesterday, the Ready, Set, Go. Authorities are asking people in these low-lying areas, pack essential items, move your valuables, stay clear of the riverbanks. Officials are stressing that conditions can change very quickly, especially with more rain that's expected in the days coming up. Officials have also placed 5 pumps at the dam. They're moving the water around it. They've placed hundreds of sandbags along the areas of the dam. What we don't know, is this enough? A precautionary flood zone has been identified downstream, where residents are asked to remain ready and to monitor official updates. Transportation officials have already closed the U.S. 23 bridge. This is a safety measure. And Paul, by the way, alerts are going to be sent directly to cell phones of people who live in that area if evacuations are ordered, and they're going to have to move fast.
I'm going to, it's a terrible situation, and I'm going to salute all of the people who are so involved in preparing for this. No one's going to say that we weren't ready for this, as ready as you can be for this kind of a horrific disaster. I mean, aren't you impressed, yeah, Marie, by the fact there's so many people who are working on this and preparing people so that there can't be anybody who doesn't know this is happening?
Exactly. That this is, that they are doing a great job. And I know that local law enforcement and so on is on the case here. I've talked to a couple people up in that area, and they say that they are. It's just a scary, scary situation. This is different than what, remember what happened in Midland when the dam there, the Edenville Dam, that people were not completely prepared. They were really unprepared for that, completely unprepared. So I think now they understand the devastation that could be caused by this if they're not working on it.
And think of this. Here you are facing all of that potential death and destruction, but certainly destruction, and realizing that Consumers Energy has announced that if it does come to be, they're going to have to turn the power off. You know how bad it is. I don't want to say we're lucky enough, but in a sense, we're lucky enough to maybe face a power outage once in a while. But imagine a power outage in the midst of all of this.
Oh, and that you can't, well, first of all, you can't power up your phone and your I mean, this is how you're going to communicate with people.
Right.
Your electronics. You can't wash your clothes. You can't take a hot shower. I mean, all the things.
Over and above the big thing, which would be the potential devastating flooding. It's something. And yet there are people like customers at Catfisher Bait and Tackle in Sheboygan, a bait shop upstream of the Sheboygan Dam, who have a sense of humor, in a sense, if this is a sense of humor. They're referring to all of this as Damageddon. I mean, I guess you got to laugh if you can't, or you cry. You laugh or you cry, but I thought it was clever for them to be calling it Damageddon.
Very clever. And then this morning I saw Mandy Wright is one of the excellent photographers at the Detroit Free Press, and she did a photo expose in the Free Press. You can go see it if you'd like. But she interviewed a young couple who were out with a stroller looking at what was happening, and their last name was Dam.
Oh, my gosh. What are the odds?
I know.
What do the dams think about the dam problem?
I was surprised that the headline writer could resist something completely clever on that.
That is something that's hard to resist, isn't it? All right. Anything else we need to know about our
keep
friends,
our
family, neighbors in Sheboygan?
Yeah, keep our eye on this one. So many of the people we know, right, have cottages up in that area. And, it's their happy place.
We are fortunate to live in such a beautiful part of God's country, but we also face some challenges. Now, not like lots of other people in lots of other places where they live and they fight hurricanes and wildfires and mudslides and all of that.
Right.
That doesn't make this any easier, but I'm just saying it seems as if every place has its pluses and minuses, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But who would have counted on or guessed that a dam would be the issue here? And hoping and praying that a very old dam in many situations and cases, very old, is going to hold.
Absolutely. We're keeping an eye on it.
Okay. And I know you'll report to us whenever there's new information. WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, Marie Osborne, as we continue with Paul W. Smith in Focus on WJR.